relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Baby formula. So first, what is the latest update the White House has received on the current infant formula situation across the country?
Yeah, let me see if I have anything new for you on that. I think it's been a couple of days since we have been asked that question. Okay. I don't have anything new. I know we made some announcements last week. I just don't have them in front of me.
I mean, you feel like laughing. I mean, you really need to laugh when the press secretary to the most powerful person in the world is asked about something vital, like what's the update on baby formula for American infants when there is a shortage? And you heard it. It's not very good radio. I apologize, but you have dead air for 20 seconds as this clown of a press secretary is leafing through her binder, and then she says at the end, Karine Jean-Pierre says, I don't have an update. Makes me think one thing. Perhaps she wasn't hired for her qualifications. Just putting it out there, guys. All right, let's talk to somebody who knows of what he speaks. He is the founder. He is the editor of Revolver News. Welcome back to America First, Darren Beatty.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, Seb.
All right, guys, you do real journalism. I want everybody to follow this individual, even if you can't spell Grothendieckian centrist. You need to follow him. It's an in-joke. Darren J. Beatty. That's B-E-A-T-T-I-E. It's Revolver News. Darren, let's talk about this. I like to call it a circus, but it's darker than that. It's more problematic. It is really an inquisition. It's a witch hunt. In Western civilization, we have a principle where the accused is allowed to face off with the accuser. They're allowed to provide evidence of their innocence. That's not happening in the January 6th committee. So let's ask some important questions. On your Twitter feed, you've got a video posted again and again and again of a certain Ray Epps, who is a key figure, who was talking about storming the Capitol the day before the Capitol. I don't think he's been sworn in. None of the witnesses have actually sworn an oath before giving their testimony. So could you give us an update on where is Ray Epps, Darren?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a great question as to who was he, what was he doing, and why do the feds seemingly have zero interest in him? I mean, here is the guy. This is old news at this point, but now that we have the committee revving back up, everyone needs to read our two-part series on Meet Ray Epps, and it's so comprehensive, it's so damning, it's so overwhelming that I say if you're skeptical or if you know someone that's skeptical about federal involvement in January 6th, simply take the Revolver.News challenge, read these two pieces, but most importantly, watch the video that we've compiled, and then look me in the eye and tell me that there wasn't a federal involvement in here. As for Ray Epps, he's the only person in the mountains of documentary evidence on January 6th calling explicitly to go into the Capitol multiple occasions. He's everywhere. He's a veritable Where's Waldo figure of January 6th, directing people to the Capitol, keeping them focused on the mission, and then barely 2 seconds before the initial and decisive first breach of the Capitol and that kind of iconic footage of the crowd busting through the barricades, he whispers into someone's ear, and that person goes on barely 2 seconds later to burst through the Capitol. He was originally put on the FBI's most wanted list for January 6th. And when Revolver started covering the angle of federal involvement, literally the next day after we published our major piece on that, his name was taken off. And since then, there's been basically nothing. The Phoenix FBI denied his existence. And after basically this gained national attention as the result of our reporting, Adam Kinstinger and some other figures said, look, we all cleared it up. Epps's lawyer, and his lawyer, by the way, is like a over 10-year veteran of the Phoenix FBI, the very FBI that denied Ray Epps's very existence.
Hang on. Stop there. Ray Epps's lawyer is former FBI.
Yeah, for over 10 years, and not just former FBI, the Phoenix field office of the FBI that denied Epps's very existence, denied knowing who he was.
Hang on. I don't understand this. CNN, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times, Washington Post have literally thousands and thousands of journalists. You're reporting on something they're not covering. How many thousands of people do you have working for you, Darren?
0,000s. You can count them on one hand, basically. But quality over quantity. We definitely got quality. But no, it's. And by the way, I don't mention the lawyer thing as anything dispositive. I understand that.
No, but it's just telling. It's just circumstantial.
It's so fitting. Yeah. But that's. I don't want people to have the impression that that's the extent of the case. The case is extremely comprehensive, extremely in depth. And people need to go really and read the entire piece and watch the video footage to determine for themselves. But I would say there are many smoking guns, but Ray Epps, due to the explicitness and due to the virality of his clips, I would say he's, if there's any smoking gun of the Fed's erection, it's Ray Epps. And conveniently, in fact, ironically, amazingly, he's the only participant in the January 6th riot, or whatever you want to call it, that Adam Kinstinger has come to the defense of. He's the only one that they want to protect. It doesn't make any sense. There's unfinished business in this regard. We all know that it's dark. We all know that it's dirty. This is the smoking gun. So stay tuned, because we've got our team working out additional details.
All right. We want to keep you on for one more segment, but very quickly, Proud Boys. What is this story about the Proud Boys? Why are they so the target? Were any of them armed? Did any of them use a gun on Fed's erection day? Give us a little snapshot, if you will, Darren.
It's so hard to answer this quickly, because in many ways, the Proud Boys are being framed for the activity that Ray Epps and his breach team actually conducted. And that's the story told in the Revolver News piece. The decisive individuals who turned the rally into a riot were there at the peace monument by the initial breach site before the Proud Boys even got there.
All right. That is a very good answer, that the Proud Boys are the people who are taking the rap for what Ray Epps's individuals were encouraging. That's why he's Darren Beatty. It is Revolver News. You've got to check it out. You've got to follow him on Twitter at Darren J. Beatty. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you haven't done so already, register for our Stand With Israel tour. We're going to the Holy Land with my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie for 10 days later this year, November and December. Israel have dropped all their COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. So you've got no excuse. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Register today. Reserve your seats. Call 855-565-5519 for the trip of a lifetime. You won't regret it. That's 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. And that number again, 855-565-5519.
The Nugent family and all. myself, working hard, playing hard, American families in the asset column. Thank you for driving home truth, logic, and common sense every day. We are with you.
America first. Magnificent.
Thank you, Ted Nugent. We have to get Ted back on the show. If you enjoy this show, make sure you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free, and you'll never miss an episode. Write a review. It does make a difference. Likewise, if you enjoy the show, support those that make it possible. They hate him. They want to destroy him. He's a great friend of the president. He's Mike Lindell. Use my name and he'll give you up to 66% off his line of more than 150 products, including the sheepskin-lined MyPillow memory foam slippers. Go today, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. We are back with Darren Beatty, who is the founder, the editor of Revolver News. We're talking about the J6 Inquisition. We're going to go to your calls momentarily. The call board is lining up. Jim, Greg, everybody else, don't go anywhere. The number is 833-334-6752. I told you about a year ago, it was exactly a year ago, my run-in with Bill Barr, when I told him what I thought about him and how he proved himself to be an utter swamp creature. Now, it's not just an anecdote from Dr. G. You can see it for yourself. Here's footage from Nancy's Inquisition and Bill Barr, swamp creature.
My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud. And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that, including the 2000 Mules movie.
Yeah, hilarious. 2 petabytes worth of data, 4.5 million minutes of CCTV camera footage, and you laughed, and your opinion didn't change. You're not paid to have an opinion as Attorney General. You're supposed to have the facts, but you're just a swamp creature. Got to ask you, Darren, your conclusion, we are 30%... I can't believe we've got another 60% to go. We are a third of the way through this inquisition. Your reaction to what we've seen already and the alleged blockbuster evidence?
Well, I want to comment very briefly about the Barr segment, because this gets to the larger purpose of the January 6th committee and really the whole false narrative behind January 6th. The broader purpose is to recast Trump supporters as domestic terrorists, but a sub-purpose within that is to effectively criminalize any talk about the election and what happened during the election, right, and to frame any critical discussion of the election as de facto incitement to violence. And in fact, this posture was codified within the now thankfully defunct Disinformation Governance Board that was housed within the Department of Homeland Security, that was set up to address disinformation along three dimensions. One was disinformation related to COVID, of course. The second one was disinformation related to what they call irregular migration, which is the latest euphemism for illegal immigration, a subject on which the DHS is failing spectacularly. But the third, and perhaps the most important, is to address disinformation related to the election. So just as they're framing January 6th as an act of domestic terrorism that was incited by what they call the big lie, or namely anyone who dares to question the official narrative of the election, they're linking that with domestic terrorism, and they're mobilizing the Department of Homeland Security to basically act on and implement according to the understanding that anyone who questions the election is engaging in potential incitement to violence. And just as a neat little tie-in to everything, the DHS is at the forefront of this domestic war on terror, as it's called. And guess who is the congressional stooge for the DHS? Guess who's been the chair of the Homeland Security Committee for years? None other than Benny Thompson.
Right.
That's quite a coincidence right there. Like, it's incredible how all of these things tie together.
There are no coincidences. Just a wry little observation. You're absolutely right. This is an attempt to criminalize anybody who questions the veracity of the last election. But what happens, Darren, If they lose the next election, will they be committing crimes if they question or dare to question the results? Only time will tell. In the meantime, read Revolver News. Follow this man, Darren J. Beattie, on Twitter. Are you on Truth Social as well?
Not yet. Coming very, very soon.
All right. And he told me in the break, some big stories will be breaking on Revolver News as well. Thank you, Darren. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls momentarily on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans of their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My hip pain is gone. That should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
thank
job.
You,
how's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. Most kind. Welcome back. This is America First. I hope you have booked your places for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year in the Holy Land with me and Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie. We're going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. They have dropped all their COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. So you've got no excuse. Reserve your places today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. That number again, 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. Okay, guys, I did the whole monologue on the movie I just watched last night. That is What is a Woman with Matt Walsh. You've got to see it. Go to the Daily Wire. I know it's a competitor. I don't care. It is the issue of the age. It is the transgender, radical, demonic agenda. It is also something that is wrapped into the CRT perversion of our schools. I want to talk about another movie that came out a few months ago. We have with us the producer, who is also the president of Parents United America, a good friend of America First, Deborah Flora. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sebastian. Great to be with you. So, thank you so much for getting the word out about these important issues.
Yeah, so the movie, Whose Children Are They?, is a stunning survey of what's happening in our schools. Not only do you talk to the parents who are kind of woken up by the insanity that they were seeing their children's being taught when they're at home under COVID and through those video lectures. You also spoke to some very brave teachers who's talked about being intimidated by the unions. And then I think that the most heartwarming part of the whole film were the students, the kids you spoke to that were pushing back on the innate bigotry of the CRT courses. I just want to demonstrate that this isn't a one-off. Here we have the man that's probably made the most out of critical race theory. It's Ibrahim Kendi. And he is on the Joe Scarborough Show, again, lying about children and how they think about race. Cut 7.
And your message is that parents should understand that children are already forming opinions at a very early age. Some research says as early as 3 or 4 years old.
They do, and that's the unfortunate truth. But according to scholars, by 3 years old, our kids have an adult-like concept of race. By 3 years old, our kids are attaching qualities like smartness and honesty and cleanliness to skin color. And all the while, parents are thinking, and teachers, that our kids aren't thinking about skin color or even seeing it.
So that ethno-hustler, Ibrahim Kendi, is saying that three-year-olds are thinking about race. I didn't think about race. I didn't think about race when I was 10 years old, 12 years old. I don't think I'm an exception. And then we have, of course, Fox last week airing that segment where they say the mother of a, quote, transgender child said, even before she could speak, she was telling me that she wasn't a girl, Deborah. All of these things are connected, correct?
They are. Boy, that just gets my blood boiling. I mean, the things that we are projecting onto innocent young children in the name of ideological agendas is inexcusable. You know, some of the students you talked about that we interviewed in our documentary said exactly the opposite, which we know to be true. No child is born a racist. No child is born thinking that someone is better or worse depending on the melanin in their skin. That is projected upon them and taught to them. In fact, some of the students that we interviewed that were wonderful in this documentary said they're losing friends now because they were not even aware of one another's race until it was introduced. So the reality is there's a lot of projection going on, no data to back it up. And, you know, I just want to share one story. One of my favorite stories was a young black child and young white child. All it has to do is melanin skin level, where they were probably about 6 years old. And the young toe-headed blonde boy said he got his hair cut exactly like his friend who happened to have more melanin because he knew if he did that, his teacher couldn't tell them apart. He did not see color. He simply saw a friend and a human being. Let's face it, CRT is simply the latest permutation of Marx's critical theory, critical race theory being the wrapper on this one, that does one thing. It separates people into groups and pits them against each other. It's time we stop experimenting on our children. Enough is enough.
Now, people need to see whose children are they, but I need to ask you, you did the legwork, Rebecca Friedrichs, your whole team, you went out there.
Yes.
Is this just anecdotes from crazy places like New York, Boston, or California, or is it really a nationwide problem?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. One thing you said at the beginning, Sebastian, we want to make clear, this is pro-teacher, pro-parent, pro-student, which was the original golden triangle of education. We are pro-teacher, but teachers are bullied by their very unions. And what parents need to understand is this is everywhere. It's in public schools for certain all over the country, but you even have to be careful when you have your children in a private school or a religious school. You do not know what the agenda is there. We interviewed over 120 hours of footage, over 80 interviews over 2 years from coast to coast, north to south. We were Minnesota to Texas, California to Virginia, and everywhere in between. It's time for parents to wake up, and we made the movie so that this movement would reach a critical mass and not dissipate without any real reforming of our system to be education, not indoctrination.
Are you positive? Are you optimistic by what we've witnessed? Because I look at, you know, the amazing work of some of the mama bears like Tatiana Ibrahim and Stacey Langton and others, Chantel Cooper. But then afterwards, I watch the reaction of these school boards to these brave, brave parents. And it's as if they don't exist. They just keep on doing their insane ideology, Deborah.
Yes, and they will until they're replaced. I mean, they are doubling down. And I think the reason why they're doubling down is they realize they went too far. I refer to this parents' uprising as awakening the sleeping giant and filling them with a wonderful resolve. I mean, this has been going on for decades. We talk about it in the documentary. We link all of these issues together from CRT to gender fluidity to, you know, the explicit sex education. But when they pushed it on the children and COVID happened and parents saw it, something changed. And we're hearing from Democrats and Republicans who are alike because you're a mom and a dad first. I'm encouraged as long as parents stay engaged. We cannot go back to sleep and say, oh, great, kids are back in school. They've reopened. Everything's fine. No, that's what woke everyone up because people saw in their living room what was being taught. But we cannot go to sleep now. And now is a time to flip school boards. And when you do that, you ask them one question if they're a candidate. are you funded by the teachers union? And if you are, then do not vote for that candidate, because that is who they are answerable to, not to the students, the teachers, or the parents.
Very simple test. Are you funded by the teachers union? Because if you are, you're a bad guy. Follow her, Deborah Flora 1 on Twitter. We'll be back with Deborah in a moment. You can watch the movie, Whose Children Are They? It's fabulous, truly fabulous. I saw it in the theater, but you can get it at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com is also where you can catch 2,000 Mules, the blockbuster, most popular political documentary in a decade. I have a vested interest in it because it is the evidence of how they stole an election. Watch it today. That is, of course, Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, also at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
Thank you, Mr. Lotta. Thank you kindly. Don't go anywhere. Eric, John, Victor, Brent will get to your calls. The call board is full. If anybody drops, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We're going to play some. It looks like the left is throwing Joe Biden under the bus. We got some clips we're going to show to you after our guest. But some news from last night. The president... President Trump is now 129-8. 129 winning endorsements to 8 losing endorsements. Nobody in American politics has been that successful. Big news is Republican Mayra Flores defeated a Democrat challenger in Texas's 34th congressional district, a seat which I think hasn't been Republican for about 130 years. Not only that, South Carolina GOP Rep. Tom Rice lost his primary. And why is that important? That's because he's won of the people on the GOP ticket who voted to impeach President Trump. And then perhaps most important in the long term, here's a little tweet from none other than Elon Musk, who's come out of the closet. I voted for Mayra Flores. First time I've ever voted Republican, Elon Musk has tweeted. And he continued with, massive red wave in 2022. Big, big news. We will continue to analyze. We'll talk to our special guest, your calls, my analysis. But let's return to Deborah Flora. She is the president of Parents United America, producer of the amazing movie, Whose Children Are They? Let's talk about the world you live in that kind of overlaps with Elon Musk, because the thing I've been saying for the longest time is you look at the big influencers, the guys who can tweet one thing and then there's 80 million likes in a day. It's Elon Musk, it's Jordan Peterson, and it is Joe Rogan. None of them are leftists. Joe's a kind of libertarian, but none of them are leftists. Are we finally turning a corner on conservative shaping of the culture, Deborah? Because that's where you live.
I absolutely believe that we are. I mean, you simply need to see what's been happening in the trends of our culture recently, from the fact that everything from the Grammys to the Golden Globes to the Academy Awards, to even the NFL Super Bowl have been plummeting in ratings. And you just look at any poll and it shows how far the confidence in what we used to call the mainstream media has fallen. People are looking for information elsewhere. And honestly, one of the things that is keeping our republic free started with radio, obviously with Rush Limbaugh and those folks like yourself afterwards. And now it's going into every area of the media with the onset of the ability to do documentaries like Whose Children Are They and other projects outside of mainstream Hollywood. The truth is out there and they cannot shut it down now, and people are finding it. And that is the good news. That's what is keeping us free.
One of the things that you can do, you don't have to be a filmmaker like Deborah or a radio host. You can simply wear your values with pride. How do you do that? You go to our store, sebgorkastore.com. You check out all the gear made in America. The hottest selling items right now are the... Hottest selling, Eric. Hottest selling is LGBT. Yes. It's Pride Month, and we are proud of our Pride Month products. LGBT t-shirts and mugs. Calm down. It's LGBT, let's get Biden to quit. Hottest selling items, let's get Biden to quit. I think we have to get one of those mugs for Deborah. Then we have the Ultra MAGA t-shirts that we made for when President Trump came on the show. Ultra MAGA, get yours today. I wore mine in public. It was fun today. Heads turned. And then for all you sports fans out there, the three-peat hat. Trump 2024 three-peat. That's Trump 2024 three-peat. Last question for you, Deborah. When it comes to the culture, Andrew Klavan, who's a regular guest, a good friend, says we have to build the institutions that promote conservative artists. Do you agree, or should it be more organic?
Without a doubt. I mean, the only thing finally missing in this piece is the actual distribution model, because, you know, build it and they will come. The audience is there. And when we have worked in Hollywood previously and, you know, all the mainstream studios now defer to China and say they're not interested in American style stories, we know that market is there. I mean, you know, one of the last major movies that did so well with a lower budget was The Blind Side. They won't make that today, but there's a huge audience for it. It is happening. The technology is catching up. It is time. And all we need are people who will have that incredible product where it is, so it shows future investors and future models that it is workable. It is workable. And by the way, Hollywood is shooting itself in the foot. They're losing left and right because of their adherence to ideology and their partner in China. And we can supplant them.
And look what happens when you cock a snook at China and you make a patriotic movie like Top Gun Maverick. Yes, the people want it. Follow this lady, Deborah Flora, one on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Yes, Dr. G, but it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.